Hi, my name is Crystal Ronke. When people ask me where I'm from, I usually say that I don't really have a hometown. My parents are in the military, so I'm a Navy brat. I was born in St. Mary's, Georgia, then moved every 3 or 4 years from Georgia, and then we moved to Spain, then to Guam, then Maryland, then Yokosuka, Japan, and now San Diego. My parents and my younger brother still live in Japan. They're going to be stationed there for probably 2 more years. My sister is currently living in Texas to go to school, so I'm very much used to being thrown into different situations and being forced to adjust. This is my 3rd year at State, and I'm a bio major. Well, technically, I guess you could say I'm a pre-bio major. Someday, I like to get into dentistry. Well, that's my plan anyway. But as all college students know, career paths can be flipped and turned so many ways that I could probably end up in a different field of study. This is my first time taking a physics class at SDSU. I took 180A at Southwestern last summer. I guess I'll admit that I'm not particularly good at physics, but taking Tony's class may help me with that. I've never had to diagram and reason when it came to problem solving, but it sort of forces you to look closely at what you're studying. It's like an answer to a problem can't really tell you that much, but if you do the whole process with the homework assignments and the tests, it's kind of like you're teaching the problem to a grade school student. Basically, it's showing your complete understanding of not only the concepts, but how to apply them in every situation. I really can't argue that it's a bad idea. Problem solving in this case will probably help any student regardless of their major. Every class, well, more like every decision, will require you to break down the facts and then analyze the bigger picture. Then it'll lead you to a well-thought conclusion. In my experience, when it comes to physics, even if I can't get through the whole problem, if I break it down like Tony advises, someone who understands more physics than I do can easily pick up on where I've left off, and then they can show me the steps and how to find the solution. As for college in general, I've come to understand that it's a learning process. There's just so much preparation for the real world that is definitely overwhelming. During the first year, it's like you're just getting your feet wet into the experience. Basically, taking your general ed classes, getting used to the schedules, and learning to live on your own. But once you get into your major prep classes, probably your sophomore and junior year, like this physics class, you start to see what your future career might entail. But it's also a social aspect, too. They say that college is the place where you will acquire most of your networking. I've had the opportunity to see that firsthand. Last year, as a sophomore, I joined a sorority, that's Alpha Phi Gamma. And without getting too much into detail, I met a lot of people who've opened new doors for me. You just meet different people who are together for the same purpose, and they just happen to have like connections. Anything from getting a new job interview to meeting crazy celebrities. I haven't decided on whether or not I want to stay at SDSU for grad school. I figure that once my parents move back to San Diego after being across the world in Japan, it will probably be likely that I'll stay home and then figure out where I'm going to do next. But during my 5-year bio plan at State, I guess I just plan to walk away with better habits, networking, and a degree. I've learned a lot about myself in the last 2 years, and I know more than anyone that meeting different kinds of people will in turn make you learn more about the world. If I were to hang out with people exactly like me, it would probably be the same as getting a degree online or something. This group option is just another step into meeting people who are different and have different talents to bring to the table. We just happen to be in the same physics class.